As the economic crisis worsens worldwide, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown set out a plan today for global leaders ahead of the April G20 summit in London. He called for an immediate boost to the International Monetary Fund's resources and for countries to renounce protectionism. Prime Minister Brown is due to meet with Pope Benedict XVI here at the Vatican tomorrow. Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis, Leslie Ann Knight, says the meeting must act as a reminder to world leaders that the global recession is no excuse for breaking promises on lifting millions of people out of poverty.
It will be the UK that will host the G20 meeting in April, and the agenda must include the impact of our financial woes in the North on the developing South and the poor. We cannot tolerate, really, a cutback in ODA, so Overseas Development Aid. Italy, who will be hosting the G8 this year, have this year cut their international aid budget by a substantial amount, 56%, which is quite substantial. And that, too, is a concern. So that will have an impact on the poorest, who are least able to adapt and who won't, within their national budgets, have vast billions of money to put into bailing out their businesses, their banks, or their finances. So I think we have a moral obligation to insist and to ensure that the poor are not forgotten.